Bank of Cardiff, this is Nick speaking.
Hi, I'm calling in regards to a letter that I received.
Excellent. Do you have the 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, I do.
I'll take it when you're ready.
2311.
Mm-hmm.
2101. 0028. 2472.
Thank you. Just give me 1 second here, and I'll bring up your business profile. Okay, this is Birmingham Royal Oak Medical Group.
Yes, sir.
And your name, sir?
Mumtaz George.
Mumtaz George?
Yes.
Okay. And just in case we get disconnected, what's the best number to reach you?
248-288-9500.
Thank you. All right, just taking a second to load here. So we had the correct mailing address is 5130 Coolidge Highway in Royal Oak.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. And okay, yeah, it looks like based on your history relationship with Stearns, that we had sent you an offer, a pre-qualified offer for capital and equipment financing. What were you looking to do for your business today?
I just wanted like a line of credit for about $100,000.
Okay. All right. So tell me a little bit about your business. What year did you start your business?
It started in 1987.
Okay, and how is the business structured as far as LLC, incorporated?
I believe it's a PC.
PC?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Okay, how many business partners do you have?
None.
Okay. Okay, and for your business location, do you own or rent that space?
I rent.
How much is your monthly rent, sir?
It's about maybe $4,000 a month.
Perfect. And what do you typically do year to year in your gross revenues?
About 1.4 to 1.5 million.
Excellent. And what exactly do you want to use the money for?
Just for cash flow. We might do some updating of our lobby, some light construction, things of that nature.
Okay. How would you say your business credit is?
Good.
Okay, good. How would you say your personal credit is?
My personal credit?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Okay. So typically, our working capital line of credit, our approval will come back as is we always work to get you the highest approval possible and then work backwards from there to customize it. We always also approve the longest term and work backwards. The longest term is 3 years. And 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah. And how this works is we approve you for, you know, 10 to 15% of your gross revenues. So if we just call it 1.5, say we're projecting that for the year, you know, your a minimum approval amount would be about $150,000, and you can take what you need. So if you're looking for the $100,000, you would just take the $100,000 now, You'd have access to that other 50,000 down the road, but the first 100,000 would be put on a term, right? It'd be a fixed payment term. So it's not a revolving line of credit with compounding interest. You're going to have, you know, a start and an end date, up to 3 years, with the opportunity to refinance your loan, if you like, halfway through and take additional capital. There's a lot of flexibility in that. Or you know, if a need comes up where you just need a little bit of capital for something really short term, we could give you a second loan, because maybe you don't, you know, as an opportunity comes up where you don't want to pay, you know, you need 30,000 or 40,000, but you don't want to roll it into the larger long-term loan, and you want to keep it separate.
Okay, so you don't offer just a line of credit. It's a loan that you have to take, correct?
Right. Well, we do try to approve all of our customers for a traditional line of credit as well. However, it's very tough to get you the same kind of size line of credit. When you're looking for $100,000 and we've never worked together before, it's very difficult to get you a line of credit of that size. We usually start with a line of credit a little bit smaller compared to your revenues, and we let it grow from there. So that we do have lines of credit. We offer, you know, credit cards with 0% interest for 12 months that, you know, $20,000 balance, things like that. But as far as when you're looking for something like $100,000 on a $1.5 million a year business, I think the working capital line of credit is the best way to go, where it would be a more of a traditional business loan with a term up to 3 years.
Okay, so I guess I'm getting different messages. You prefer to do a loan versus a line of credit, that, or you can do both, you said?
Yes. I know it sounds a bit confusing. A working capital loan, right, it works like a line of credit, except it's not revolving, right? There's no compounding interest. It's a fixed payment, fixed rate business loan. It works like a line of credit. As I mentioned, we'd approve you for the maximum amount. I think in your case, we'd approve you for at least $150,000. But it sounds like you only need $100,000 right now. And maybe you'll find out when you really crunch the numbers for the construction and the updating of the lobby and maybe the cash flow. Maybe you need $75,000, $80,000. I'm not sure. But you'd have access to the additional capital that you were approved for. So you do have a line, right? But it would never be established as a revolving line of credit. Now, we do offer smaller lines of credit. Typically, there are for customers where we have a little bit of history together, and we can approve it. There's just a harder – it's just obviously harder to qualify for. And that's why I asked about your business and personal credit, because I think that, you know, down the road after we do have some history together and we have a little bit of a relationship, that could be something in the cards for you where we could offer that.
Okay, so if you take it and it must be paid back within 3 years?
Right, the term length for working capital, because I mean it is called a working capital loan, is the range is 6 months to 3 years. Not every business is looking to borrow for 3 years, right? If you have a certain businesses, for example, I work with a lot of wholesalers that, you know, import and flip inventory from China. So for them, a three-year loan doesn't make sense when they're buying a container, right? So we offer 6 months to 3 years. So yes, if you took $100,000, you know, out of the approval, we'd approve the longest term possible for you, up to 3 years, and we'd show you all the options as far as the total amount we are approved for, the total the longest term you're approved for, and then we, you know, work backwards to customize the loan for you.
Okay. So you make payments over 3 years if you decide that's how long you want to take it out?
Right. So we have daily, weekly, and monthly payment options.
Yeah.
Okay. The daily is Monday through Friday, no federal holidays. Weekly is like every Wednesday, for example, and then obviously monthly. So there's no set rate for every business. I'm sorry?
Yeah, I prefer a monthly.
Sure. Sure, we just try to be flexible because not every business prefers monthly. Some of them, it helps their cash flow if it's evenly taken out in micro payments on a daily basis.
Okay. So what kind of interest rate are we talking about?
Sure. So not every business qualifies for the same cost of funds, right? And again, that's why, you know, we do ask about business credit, personal credit. One of the strongest factors in determining is time in business, and you certainly have excellent time in business. So it can range anywhere from 10 to about 25 cents on the dollar. So it's not 10 to 25%. I definitely want to make the distinction that it's 10 to 25 cents on the dollar. You know, most people fall right in the middle. Just like any loan, like your car loan or your mortgage, the longer the term, the more interest you're going to pay. But even if we took the three-year option and had the higher end of that, you know, if you annualize it, it's obviously a very inexpensive loan that way.
Mm-hmm. So would you have any idea what the loan payments would be at 10% for 3 years on $100,000?
Sure. So again, at 10 cents on the dollar, which is, I don't really call it 10%. We could call it 10% and annually for 3 years, it'd be, you know, that would be about 30 cents on the dollar, right? Roughly. So.
You lost me. If it's.
Right. That's why I want to make the distinction between the cost of funds,
yeah,
and percentage, because it's not an APR based loan. You know, it's a fixed cost of funds loan. That's why I'm using 10 cents on the dollar to 25 cents on the dollar. Right. So there's no loan out there in the world for 10% for unsecured capital for 3 years. Right. But let's say it was 10 cents on the dollar, annually for 3 years. Let's say it was 30 cents on the dollar, right? Let's just say it was the high end of the possible extreme. So then you're looking at monthly payments of 36.11.
36.11?
Mm-hmm.
Over 3 years, right?
Right. That would be over 3 years.
Okay. So how much does that calculate to? How much would I be paying? $400,000 loan over 3 years.
That would translate to $30,000 in interest.
Okay. All right. And how do I determine, or how would you determine what the interest rate is going to be?
Well, we have a one-page application, right? And we're going to look at your business credit. We're going to take a look at your personal credit. It's not a huge factor, but we're going to look at it because we need to see, what we're really looking for is to see if you have tax liens north of $500,000. Are there judgments, unpaid alimony, child support? Of course, you said your credit's good, but I just want to disclose that that's why we look, right? Not everyone's credit is clean, and we need to check those things. There's certain people we can't legally lend to. We will analyze the cash flow to approve the total loan amount, right? So we're going to ask for 6 months of business bank statements to make sure you can cash flow the note.
Okay. Well, sir, I want to thank you for the information. And I think that would be a little bit hard to swallow to pay 30 cents on the dollar at the end of the whole thing.
Okay, how do you normally borrow money?
I go to the bank and we have a certain interest rate and it's paid over time, and it doesn't end up to be 30%, 30 cents on the dollar.
Okay, so you go to Stearns and they lend you this kind of money?
Yeah, if you have good credit, they would do that.
Okay, I'm just a little bit, you know, more familiar. Okay, I think that you'll find out. I'd like you to keep our option open. I think you're going to find a higher approval with us. And also, we can have you approved within 24 hours of receiving your application. And you and I both know Stearns, definitely, if they can approve you, they're definitely going to take, you know, 6 weeks for an answer. And you know what? If they get you $50,000, that's fantastic. But I think you should keep us as an option for the other $50,000. Because I think it's a little bit tougher for a bank like Stearns, because they're going to look at your profit and loss, right? They're going to look at, it's not just going to be based on credit. So I don't think they're going to quite get you the approval you're looking for. I'd be happy to help out with any supplemental loan amount that they can't cover. You know, again, my name is Nick Chapman, and my extension is 1121.
Okay, and the Bank of Cardiff, that's from Europe, isn't it?
Wales, right, yeah. The owners of the bank, their family was from Wales. And so kind of like a tribute to their family, really. Just kind of named the bank that, and that's where that comes from. But most people have no clue, so very cool.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you again. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Montez.
Bye-bye.
Right.